Welcome back to Juno Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. My next guests are here to talk about this weekend's Juno Symphony Concerts, and it's going to be a really fun one. So joining us now, Charlotte Truitt, Executive Director for the Juno Symphony. Hi, Charlotte.
Hi, good afternoon, Shelley.
Good afternoon. And Troy Quinn, former Music Director for the Juno Symphony and guest conductor for A Night at the Oscars. Hello.
Hi, Shelley. I'm back.
And it's nice to meet you in person.
Nice to meet you, too.
Well, I'm glad you're both here. Welcome. It's great to have you. Are you excited about the concert this weekend?
Oh, we are so excited. This is one of my favorite pieces of music to perform, film music. We've got the original instrumentation. We've got so many talented musicians from Juno and abroad, and it's going to be an incredible evening to hear once-in-a-lifetime film music, as you heard that in the movies. So this is the original stuff you've heard from The Godfather, Star Wars, Forrest Gump, Moon River from Breakfast at Tiffany's. We're thrilled to present this to the community.
It's pretty cool because as I was looking down the set list, I'm familiar with, I think, pretty much the whole program, which is not usually the case when I'm talking about classical music. So which pieces are your favorites? Charlotte, I'll let you answer that one first.
Oh, it's hard to pick a favorite. There's so many beautiful ones. One I really love is from La La Land. A lot of people know that wonderful musical, and it's just fantastic. And there's some wonderful things there also for families, the whole new world from Aladdin. You know, when you've got children and you watch the Disney over and over and over, you you begin to love these songs and associate good memories
indeed,
with them, you
yeah.
know. So that is one thing about this concert. It's good for the whole family, and we're encouraging folks to bring your kids. And I tell you, it will be an inspiring night. They will love what they are hearing because they'll know it.
Mm-hmm.
And then just the live experience of orchestral music is pretty powerful. So all those young, aspiring musicians in the community, I really hope they will come out and not miss this opportunity.
Troy, popular probably doesn't always mean easy to play. So what are some of the pieces that are the trickiest?
Yeah, good point, Shelley. You know, to have an orchestra that can be this diverse and play a classical piece and then go to a jazz piece like La La Land, or do a rock piece like Gonna Fly Now from Rocky, very difficult. And you have to be very nimble and diverse in these different types of genres. The Juno Symphony is just that, and we've got the right people to play this type of music. You know, the exciting thing is, you know, my relationship with some of these film composers allows us to play, you know, the original music. Bill Conti's given us his original 1976 Gonna Fly Now theme from Rocky. Hasn't been performed since then in the studios. And so, you know, there's challenges on that, not just musically, but the genre, switching from one thing to the next. I'm also an old school guy, so we're going to be playing some of the older stuff like The Magnificent Seven and Moon River from Breakfast at Tiffany's. Those are the original arrangements by Elmer Bernstein and Henry Mancini. And those are always tricky because it's not just classical. There's jazz. There's even, you know, some what I would call rock music and even kind of country funk. I mean, everything is on this concert. So not only are the Disney tunes and How to Train Your Dragon and Aladdin, as Charlotte said, it's just really one hit after another. And to hear the live visceral experience of the orchestra, 65 musicians on stage, this is going to be the best music I think that Juno's ever heard.
Wow. Wow. A bold statement, but
it
I don't
is.
Think you're wrong.
No.
All right, Charlotte. So you guys are back at JDHS Ciudad Café for this performance in the auditorium. Give us the details.
Okay. There are two concerts, Saturday night at 8 o'clock and Sunday at 3 o'clock. Tickets are available online. Folks can go to junosymphony.org. And for these concerts, we do not have a pre-concert talk. Several people have asked about that, but we are starting, you know, the full concert. There will be concert talking with Troy throughout the evening. So, but, you know, this is an opportunity if folks want to get all dressed up, they can come out Saturday night in their finest. You don't have to. Of course, it's Juno, but we've got some special surprises like red carpet and gold stanchions, and we're going to make it fancy.
Nice.
And like it's Juno's own night at the Oscars. So
lovely. Oh,
yeah.
I love that. What a nice touch. Great details.
Yeah. So Saturday at
8 o'clock,
8 p.m.
Juno Douglas High School, and tickets at our website, and then Sunday at 3 p.m.
Excellent.
Perfect.
All right. Well, just to recap, that's the night of the Oscars pop concert this weekend, 8 p.m. and 3 p.m. at Ciudad Café. And what's next after this for you?
Well, next we will be preparing our 60th anniversary season,
wow,
which is fantastic 60. To be at the 60th. Yeah. We have a lot of extra activities happening. We're going to do a fall gala. There will be a 60th anniversary club, and we're going to do something at the Annie Kells Art Gallery downtown. So folks can check our website for all the activities that we have coming up. We also have our fine art, our summer strings camp at Eagle Crest in August, and a cruise in August as well. So it'll be a very busy year under the direction of our new music director, Christopher Cook, who couldn't be with us for this concert. And this concert has actually been on the books for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
We've had our commitment going with Troy for 2 years, and we can finally do it, you know, after COVID. So, but Christopher Cook will be with us for next season, and we have a lot in store, so people will be eager to get on board with that. It'll come out in July, so we'll have our season full information available in July.
And after this, you're released into the wild, Troy.
I'm released back into the wild. It's so nice to be here, too. It's like a homecoming for me. And, you know, the Juno Symphony is stronger than ever, I think. And it's nice to come back and see it flourish so much, and I'm happy to be a small part of it, so.
I am as well. Well, thanks so much.
Thank
it's great
you.
To talk to both of you. We're going to go out on Yoda's theme, a John Williams piece.
Yes. Yes.
It's a fun fact. I don't know if you noticed this, but if you play something like this on Spotify, the little bar at the bottom turns into a lightsaber as
yes,
the song progresses.
I didn't know that.
I just found that
cool.
out today. Anyway, thanks both of you for being
Thank
with
you.
Me. Have
sure.
a great concert this weekend.
Thank you.